إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and I ask myself this question, and I request you to ask yourself this question, which is that how much of time do we spend in a day on reflection? On reflection, on introspection. I'm not talking about listening to something or talking something, even something good. I'm not even talking about listening to the Quran or listening to some lecture or something or reciting Quran or Salah. I'm just saying just sitting and doing what is normally called nothing, because there is no visible physical activity, but just sitting and doing something which is critically important, which is internal to you, that nobody else can see, which is reflection and introspection. Asking yourself some questions which are normally very difficult and uncomfortable. And saying, for example, asking yourself a question, where am I going? Where is my life taking me? I have lived all these years, I have acquired this knowledge and so on and so forth. Where am I going from here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Allah said, where are you going? Allah is asking us this question with regard to our lives in connection with the impact of that life on our akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to reflect and think and ask yourself this question, say, where am I going with regard to my akhirah? Because tomorrow I am going to be in my khabar, tomorrow I am going to leave this world and I am going into another life, which is the life of the hereafter, the life which has no ending, the life which is forever. And what am I doing about that life? Because in this life, we have been given this unique, absolutely incredibly unique opportunity to impact in a very short time the life of the hereafter, which is forever. Now, am I taking advantage of this enormous ability? Now, think about this. If we look at our daily timetables, for want of a better word, I don't think we have something called a timetable. But I mean, even if you do, if you look at our daily activity chart, if we log that, if we have a video camera recording our daily life, let me ask you to recollect yesterday, because that's the closest time period that we can recall from yesterday's Fajr to today's Fajr. Think about that and say, how much time did you spend in reflection or introspection? Just doing nothing, no phone, no computer, no nothing, just sitting there quietly, introspecting, trying to go inside yourself, looking at yourself, asking yourself a question. For example, what is the state of my heart? Is my heart pure? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qalbun Salim. Is my heart Qalbun Salim? If it is not, then what's my game plan to make it Qalbun Salim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the day of judgment, what in my life is going to help me on the day of judgment? Asking ourselves this question, did you spend any time at all doing that in the last 24 hours? And if you did not do that, then it's a waste of 24 hours. So 24 hours have been trashed, because there was nothing in those 24 hours which was going to last us or impact our hereafter. Now, you might say, well, you know, where in the life of the Sahaba do we find this? Where do we find this in the seerah? Did Rasulullah ﷺ collect all the Sahaba together and say, now let us sit down quietly and let us think and let us reflect? He did not do that, to the best of my knowledge. But the reason for that is that the Sahaba, the kind of life they lived, was so connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was so connected with nature, that by itself, by definition, it was a life which reminded them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about the power of Allah in their lives, literally on a minute by minute, second by second basis. They were agriculturists, they were farmers, they were shepherds, they had animals, they used to live in an environment which was completely and totally natural. They were not living in climate controlled buildings. When the sun rose, they saw the sun. When the sun set, they saw the sunset. When it was night, they saw the stars in the sky. I ask you, how many of you have, when was the last time you looked at the sky? When was the last time you saw stars in the sky? When was the last time you looked at the moon and thought about the moon? When was the last time you saw sand, the earth? When was the last time you held earth in your hand? Do you know the feeling of good earth, good soil in your hand? Do you know what it feels like? Do you know what a soil which is fertile, which has a high organic matter content, what that soil feels like in your hand? When was the last time you walked in rain? When did you feel rain on your face? I mean, we live lives which are so completely and totally artificial, and so controlled by the external environment which we have made to control them, that we are completely disconnected with the natural world, which is the world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Now, that natural world is going nowhere. It's right there. But we never go there. We never open ourselves to that. We have to live in an air-conditioned environment. We have to, run away from the cold, we run away from the heat, we're constantly running away. So, but the Sahaba were not like that. The Sahaba lived in that world. They didn't have all these, what we like to call conveniences, but which are actually, they are potentially the means of distracting us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't have that. So they were connected. When they planted a seed, they waited for the rain and they knew that the rain is not in my control. I have to ask my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu to send me the rain. When they had and when there are animals, when a sheep gave birth to a lamb, they knew that this is minallahi ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped my flock to increase, and I need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this lamb to grow into a healthy sheep. Now, this was their life. Their whole life revolved around this, and their whole life was focused on being with and in the environment of the natural world, which helped them to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This was the life of the Sahaba. Now today, we are completely disconnected. So I'm saying that it's very important for us, because if we are not going to reflect and if you are not going to think and sit down and think and say, what is happening to my life, then how are we going to correct ourselves? And believe me, we all need correction. Wallahi, I mean, anyone who thinks that his life is going absolutely fantastic and there's no need for correction is seriously and seriously misguided. He's sitting on the lap of shaitan and iblis. So very important for us to think about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the Quran itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَّبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ عَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Allah said, do they not reflect on the Quran? Or is it that their hearts are sealed? Is it that their hearts have locks on them? And the thing to think about, Allah did not say, do they not read the Quran? Allah said, do they not reflect on the Quran? Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks is due to my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, who is the creator and the sustainer and the maintainer and the protector and the nourisher of the entire universe, of which I am one. Now, the point of to think about is, we may recite this, we may recite it with tajweed, we may recite it very nicely with a good tone. But the point is that do we reflect, and then can we try to enumerate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on ourselves, and say, when I say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, at least I thanked my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu for one thing. Do we do that? Do we thank Allah even for one single thing? When we say all praise to Allah, all thanks to Allah, thanks for what? I mean, is that part of our awareness to say that I am thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this particular thing? I am thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a mind which works, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a body which works, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a heart which is connected to Him, that I am able to, that I am concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am concerned about the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would like to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I may not be doing it, but at least I am concerned about it. If I am not doing it, I am thinking, wallahi, I should try to do this. Do we think about this? Why do you think Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for example, they asked him, who is the wisest person? He says, the wisest person is the one who thinks about his death most often. I mean, do we reflect on this thing? Why did he say who thinks about his death most often? It's not being morbid. It's a question of saying that here is my time coming for me to go. And if my time is coming for me to go, what am I doing with regard to that? Am I thinking about that time? Am I saying that now the time has come for me to go? Let me get ready so that I can go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will never be perfect, but at least I want to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state where I have something to show. I have something to show to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm a poor man. I'm nothing. Ya Allah, but I brought with me this, my love for you, my love for your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, I could not do anything, but I brought this small hadiyah, this gift for you. I cannot give you anything, but this small gift for you, which is the sunnah of your Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this small gift for you, which is the obedience to you, Jalla Jalaluhu, in a very small matter, but this I did only for you. Do we do that? Do we have even this consciousness that we should try to do this? Now, this is the issue. This is a question of reflection. And if we are not going to reflect, how is this going to happen? So we have to create this time for reflection in our lives. Small time. So let me ask you to do this. From today onwards, make this an absolutely, make a promise to yourself that you will not allow a single day to go past when you have not spent some time in reflection before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reflection by yourself, doing nothing, no activity whatsoever of any kind, but just sitting and thinking and reflecting. Make sure you do that. And say, don't take a long time because that is not sustainable, but just take, say, 20 minutes or 30 minutes, not more than 30 minutes, right? Not less than 20 minutes, because if you say, I was reflecting for 5 minutes, it doesn't work. So say 20 minutes to 30 minutes, where you are going to sit quietly. You can make some zikr, you can recite durood, inshallah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah descends on the person who sends salat and salam on his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So recite durood and just sit quietly, do nothing, just reflect on yourself and reflect on your own life and say, where is my life taking me? What is it that I'm doing? Think about the previous day and say, yesterday, what did I do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What was that one action I did which had no intention behind it other than to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the thing to do and say, well, if you didn't find that action, okay, then today I am going to do at least one single thing, which is only and only complete khulus, only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. This thing has no other motive behind it. I'm doing it only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do this, reflect every single day. Think about, how did the day go? What did I learn from it? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if your 2 days are equal, then you have wasted one day. So if today is just like yesterday, then yesterday was wasted. Then today is wasted. Because yesterday, whatever happened, today is zero. We have a life where our entire life is filled and completely congested and overpowered with sensations. Continuously, there's this bombardment of sensations in our lives. It's our phones, it's all these, social media, and in the phone there's the WhatsApp and so on and so forth. Every 3 seconds, we have to touch the phone. Every 3 seconds, we have to pick up and look at the phone. If you do not look at the phone in 3 seconds, then we feel highly uncomfortable. We feel very peculiar inside. Think about that. Even when we are in etikaf, what do we do? How many of us, when we are in etikaf, we sit and we think and we reflect and in silence? Do we do that? Or has our etikaf become another socializing place where we are in etikaf, but we are actually only socializing, we are meeting friends and so on? Alhamdulillah, nothing wrong. You are in etikaf and your friends are there, and alhamdulillah, you are enjoying being with them. But is that the only thing to do? Is that the purpose of etikaf? Of course it is not. So the point is to ask yourself this question and say, what is it that I'm doing? I'm living a life like a machine, like a robot. It's a completely moronic way of living. Seriously, let us reflect, let us change this way of living, and let us say, I will live peacefully. I will live without any, I will keep some time in my life where I will not allow myself to be distracted. I am going to focus and on myself, because I owe it. My brothers and sisters, I seriously tell you that you and I owe this to ourselves. We owe it to ourselves to reflect on our own lives and to ensure that we make something out of this life. This life is the biggest ni'mah that Allah has given us, the biggest benefit, the biggest blessing that Allah gave us is that you and I are alive. Because in this time, we can take care of the life which is going to come, which is forever. Nobody can change that. That is absolutely unchangeable. It is going to happen, and we do not know when it's going to happen. Just because you are old or young or healthy or sick, nobody can say who is going to go first. People just die. They just wake up and they are dead. Good people, bad people, honest people, dishonest people, everybody, one day we go. And when that time comes, nobody knows when that time is going to come. And that's when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the wisest one is the one who keeps on reminding himself again and again and again about this time to say that one day I have to go. So seriously, my brothers and sisters, think about this, reflect, bring reflection into your lives. I was thinking to myself that today this has gone so completely out of our system that we don't do it at home. There is no time for reflection in our schools and colleges. There is no time even for tafakkur and tadabbur, for reflection in our darul ulums and madaris and jamiat. There is nothing. Go and look at the nisab of any darul ulum and tell me where is the time in that nisab for reflection and introspection, for tafakkur and tadabbur. Because it is our darul ulums, the only difference is that the titles of books and the titles of authors are different. Nothing else. Right? It's the same kind of schedule and the same kind of pressure that we have in our schools. I mean, alhamdulillah, by all means, please study the books, please listen to the teachers, please listen to lectures, write your theses and whatnot. But where is the time for developing yourself internally as a human being who is focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is trying to bring the sunnah of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into his heart and into his life? Where is the time for that? If we are not going to take the time for that, then how is that going to happen? Please tell me. I mean, this is not magic. That it's not magic. It's not something that is just going to happen by itself without any effort on your part. No. We have to make the effort. And unless we make the effort, it is not going to happen. So I remind myself anew, let us wake up before we are woken up, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu will send his messenger to wake us up, Malakul Maut. Let us not wait for that time. Let us wake up before that. Let us sit down. Let us reflect. And let us bring about changes in our lives. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.